Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, the Residential Tenancies Board is set to crack down on landlords who illegally put up rents. This would be in cases where landlords may have increased rents above the 2% threshold allowed in rent pressure zones. If found to have done so, they could face fines of up to €15,000. We're joined now by Maurice Deverill of the Irish Property Owners Association. And Maurice, you're welcome. It's reported that the RTB has identified 16,000 tenancies of concern within rent pressure zones with rents rising by more than 2%. What do you make of that?
Thank you very much, Sarah, for having us on. The first thing, the RTB sent out 16,000 emails to different landlords claiming this. It was kind of more of a blanket email part, and we have seen it even from our members who have received some of these emails. Our members know that they are correct and that they put up the rent in the right way, but yet they still got the email. So there's a couple of things that have happened with this. The first thing is that obviously rents can go up to market rent for three particular reasons. If you increase the size of the area, if you change the BER by 7 points, or if you do a substantial major improvement to the place, that may not show up in the RTB's database. So therefore, those people would have been included in 16,000. Okay, the other thing about it is that the RTB run a calculator, and everybody is supposed to use the calculator. But the thing about it is that it is incredibly complicated. So I'll give you a little example. If I put up the rent today for a rent that went up this time last year, it goes up by 1%. The 2% went quite a long time ago because it's based on the HICP rent. If I put up the rent 16 months ago, and went to put it up today, I'd only get 0.7%. So there's no logic behind how the calculator really works.
Okay, but I'm sure you can always call the RTB if you have a concern. I mean, it's not an excuse to say we can't figure it out, is it?
No, it's not an excuse to say we can't figure it out, but it is a point to make.
All right.
That because the rents are based on the HICP value, which is the whole European consumer price index, which would include things like Bulgarian farmers, anybody else.
It's complicated,
I understand. It doesn't include insurance and it doesn't include building.
We did get a statement in from the RTB just in the last short while, and they say that they're drawing on data from this study, and they launched a targeted rent pressure zone compliance campaign in October 2024. It targeted landlords associated with 16,000 tenancies where they say they observed rent increases above the RPZ limits in the ESRI's individual property level analysis study. And I take your point, Maurice, in some of those cases, there may have been legitimate reasons for a 2% increase. But in many of the cases, there may not have been a legitimate reason for the increase. And I suppose the problem is, or part of the problem is, that a lot of this is relying on good faith. You have to believe the landlord. There's no cross-reference.
Oh no, there is a cross-reference, because obviously we have annual registration. So there is a cross-reference.
Well, the annual registration is the landlord saying, this is how much rent I'm charging. That's my point. So you have to believe the landlord.
This is reliable. To the tenant as well. So the tenant will see that. Mm. The landlord will see that. So the tenant knows that the place is registered. They need that so as they've got ID to show that they live in the place and that they can get whatever.
But
so
in the current rental property, in the current rental property market, tenants, obviously, if they see that the landlord maybe has made a false statement to the RTB, might be less likely to raise that with the RTB, wouldn't they? Because they don't want to lose their place.
No, I don't think that's the case at all. I think a lot of tenants will go to the RTB, and you'll see it in the RTB figures. But in reality, when you look at it in 2023, there were 67 landlords that were sanctioned over numerous things, apart from just raising the rent more than 2%. The point about the 2%, and we keep on going back to this 2%, it's not 2%. It varies by month. That's the reason that I was giving you the two examples. Mm. It's a lot of landlords think it's 2%. But it's not. We used to think it was 4%, and it was 4% back then, and it was easier to work with. But now it's got quite complicated and quite intricate. So a lot of landlords may be unaware and may be making a mistake on it.
Do you think it would be a good idea to have a rent register, as was suggested in the Housing Commission, and then everyone can see what was the rent in a property for a previous tenancy, what's in the rent for in a property for a current tenancy?
Well, that data is already with the RTB.
No, but it's sort of like a property price register that we can all see. It's open to the public.
That is true, Sarah. But would you, you know, do you actually want that amount of information about how much you're able to afford as a tenant to pay in rent, or maybe how much you're paying in your mortgage? Do you want that information public? And I suspect some tenants may not want it public.
It would certainly be a way to protect tenants, wouldn't it? Is it that landlords don't want the information public?
I'll tell you
the reason that I'm asking that question, because I know that the RTB report that was published in December found that the big increases in rent are most likely to happen between tenancies. So a tenant moves out, a new tenant moves in, they don't know what the last tenant was charged, and the landlord jacks up the rent. That's where you see the big increases. So if you had a rent register, that would get by that, wouldn't it?
Well, yes, it would get by some of it, but at the same time, it does impinge upon the tenant's privacy rights. And it may be the answer. I'm not saying it's not the answer. But a lot of times these things could easily be done. We know that landlords can be unaware of it. There's another thing that happens as well, and that is that because of the RPZs, if a tenant wants to bring the place up to market value, he has to leave it vacant for 2 years. Mm. Or alternatively, what a lot of landlords do is you put in a Ukrainian for 2 years at the 800 a month, and then it can go back up to market rent. And that would not show up in the RTB, because the Ukrainians are not a registered, it's not a registered tenancy. There are different things that that happen within the market that would not show up in the RTB. So the 16,000 number, yes, absolutely. Are 100% of landlords compliant? No. Some of them through ignorance, and some of them through deliberate, whatever you want to call it.
Lots of people texting on this. One person says, if anyone thinks landlords are keeping to the 2% rent caps, they're deluded. Look how much rents have increased in the last few years. Although, as Morris is pointing out, there's loads of different reasons for that, including new properties coming on the market. But I think Morris and others do accept that there are some landlords putting up their properties more than the 2%. Then another person says, I have a 4-bed detached property rented out in a top location in Cork City South. I was forced into a rent pressure zone price of €1,500. People charge this for a 1-bed flat, while my neighbours charged €2,500 for the same property. I've been very good to a long-term tenant, and because of that, I was not allowed to raise the price to market value. And I'm very bitter over it, because it's cost me a large portion of my investment. And I suppose that's the other side of the coin. Morris, to yourself, on just that last text, and briefly, if you don't mind, a lot of talk about dumping the rent pressure zones now and putting in these reference rents. Would you be in favour of that in the IPOA?
Well, look, the rent pressure zones have to go. They were a mistake in the first place. They have created an unbelievable amount of problems. There's no incentive to upgrade the flat. Look, the REITs can't even make money. They've been selling off €50 million worth of property.
Okay.
Landlords can't buy existing properties under the Rent Control Act because it has to go forward. So there's so many problems with it. And for tenants, they're left in golden handcuffs. They have to stay in a place even though the job might move, because they can't get a place at a reasonable price otherwise.
All right.
So from that
we
point
have to
of
leave
view,
it there, Morris. We'll be talking about this no doubt for lots and lots over the next coming months as we look at what could potentially replace those rent pressure zones. But thank you very much for joining us this evening. That is Morris Deverill from the IPOA. Now, a County Donegal Island community has hit out after being informed that they'll be left without a nurse for the next 10 days. Islanders on Tory Island, which is Ireland's most northerly inhabited island, have been informed by the HSE that no resident nurse will